Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 787, and we are talking about the death of Christ. Well, look at the, we've looked at physical events, we're not the revelatory. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we go, the gold, and that's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always tell you, pause here to say that you not believe in them because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, and now we are on Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." We're paying attention to the word, and if you want to understand what that means, it means going back into the archives, it's right there. And we saw Jesus in Mark 11 cursing a fig tree. The disciples came back and said, Master, the fig tree that curses is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that things that he says will come to pass, then he shall have whatsoever he saith. And so that is the scripture we're looking at. We said, listen, this is so true, that a man who is in belief, who is in faith, will have to be a speaking man. He will have to put what God says in his on his own lips and say it. I don't even want to go back into Proverbs 8:21 that says life and death are in the power of the tongue. But listen, this is what God has given you, and you will have to put the word on your lips and say with your tongue. Very important. And that's what happened to our father Abraham, who was 99 years old. God had promised him a baby from 24 years. There was nothing until God changed the parameters of everything. See, the man believed, but he also doubted. And that is one of the things you would see, that many, oftentimes, the man walking in faith will also have some level of doubt. And what do I do with my doubt and my unbelief? You have to starve them. Starve your doubts and unbelief. You have to do that. I will teach you how to do it. Okay. So now God had told him, "I've made you a father of many nations." And that is Genesis 17, verse 5. He said, "I've made you a father of many nations. I have made. Amazing. So we are looking at that word made. And I told you that, listen, this is the way you are going to live, because God will tell you it is already done. And when God says it's already done, you don't say, God, are you sure? Genesis 17:5, God said to him that, listen, your name I've changed to Abraham. I've made you a father of many nations. So that is your name. God made sure that Abraham was saying, I am Abraham. He had to introduce himself as Abraham. And his wife had to call him Abraham, father of many nations, to a man who has not given birth to even a child. That is amazing. Okay, so look at how Romans chapter 4, when it was re-describing what happened, he says, "Who against hope," and that is Romans chapter 4 from verse 18, he says that, who are we talking about? Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. So even though he was, his case was hopeless, he had to get himself some hope. Abraham had to get himself some hope. How was he going to do that? By saying what God is saying. But God is God, prophetess. God is God, so God, he can say some things, but we are human. So, you know, as weak as we are, that's why we falter. That's why, listen, you can sit in that room of how we falter, how we doubt. That's why we can't believe. You can do that for the rest of your life. Or you can rise up and decide that this thing that prophetess is talking about, Abraham went that way. I've heard in the previous episode, she said that Papa Egan also did. I've heard about so many people. In fact, one of the things that amazed me when I go for Healing Jesus campaign is how unbelievers quickly receive healing and deliverance and salvation. And then pastors' wives, pastors, bishops, men and women of God find it so difficult to receive from God. What is that?
It's because many people think that God should make a concession for them. God, you know that I've been paying my tithe. You know that I've been doing this. You know I've been serving you. You know I've been missionary for a very long time. So because of that, God, you have to make concessions for me. You know, it won't be done. It will never be done. Every single human being will have to go the way them every man will go. And that is what? You will have to put the word of God in your mouth. So Abraham had to do the same thing. God said, I've changed your name. And you are going to be called Abraham. And you have to introduce yourself as the father of many nations. It's not only God who will say that you have become a father of many nations, but you yourself. A human lips will have to say it. A human lips will have to say it. A human being 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 will have to say it. Oh, hallelujah. A man will have to say it. But is it necessary? Yes, it's necessary. Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heavens belong to God, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. Listen, when God comes, many people don't understand. God will have to abide by his own principles. When he says something, he has to abide by what he said. Every word that God speaks is like a vow. It's like a vow. V-O-W. It's like a vow. Everywhere from God's mouth is like a vow. And therefore, God himself will have to obey it. So when God said, let the man have dominion, Genesis 1:28, let the man have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, all those things that God will say was not a joke. He meant it. He gave the keys of the earth to the man. And therefore, when God says something and a man does not back it up, it does not work on earth. It might work in heaven, but not here on earth. On earth, a man will have to, but that is why Zachariah's mouth had to be locked when God said to him that you have a baby, and said, whereby Luke 1:18, shall I know this? God said, lock his mouth, because he's a man. He would destroy. If he disagrees, that it won't work. And that's why his lips had to be locked, his tongue had to be stilled. Said, no, you cannot talk until the baby comes. So in the same way, in your situation, there must be a man. Which man? You. Be speaking what God says. Be speaking, be saying what God says. Oh, but it will look odd, because you know, if I don't have a baby, and if I'm saying my child's name is Clara, everybody will be looking at my, oh, I'm the one going to give us a summer. I'm somewhere's mama somewhere. People say, where's your baby? I will look odd. Listen, you do what God is saying. Let them say you are mad, let them say whatever. But the day the baby comes, you see, everybody will bow. I had a story. I think I will share this testimony with you in the next episode. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.